Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Thank you so much to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. It is the JR Sport Brief Show. Things get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 158. You got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. It's also easy. It's also simple. We got a lot going on. Hey, thank you so much to Ben Hartsock. This man covers all things college football on SiriusXM. He played in the NFL, won a championship at the Ohio State University. He came through to talk us through some college football. Yeah, Texas is number one. Everybody else is just around. Let's put it that way. We got some more NFL action that's going to happen in a few minutes. We're going to have kickoff between the New York Jets and the Buffalo Bills. You see what these New York Jets do now that they fired their head coach, Rob Saleh. A little bit of an infusion. The Buffalo Bills, two straight losses. How are they going to turn things around? And if you've missed a minute of the show so far, including that interview with Ben Hartsock, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Very simple, very easy. We talked about that beatdown that the Dallas Cowboys got last night or yesterday afternoon. What an ugly game that was. Losing to the Lions 47-9. We heard the words from Jerry Jones about not firing Mike McCarthy and just a whole lot of things that you could play any week. It would sound the same because the Dallas Cowboys are pretty much the same old sad story every week. RJ Choppy from 105.3 The Fan is going to join us in about 20 minutes to talk about what the hell is going on with the Cowboys. We all knew basically that this was likely going to be a lost season. Now we wait for the end. We'll have that chat with RJ in about 20 minutes. In the meantime, New York Yankees and the Guardians, game one of the American League Championship Series is blank, nothing right now at the top of the second. But congratulations to the New York Mets. The New York Mets were able to top their series against the Dodgers in the National League Championship Series. Thank you so much to Francisco Lindor hitting a home run to open up the game. Congratulations also to Mark Vientos, who got called up in the middle of the season and helped the New York Mets turn things around, playing a hot corner. The Mets beat the Dodgers 7-3. Lindor opened with a home run. Vientos hit a grand slam. And you know what? Let's take a listen to this grand slam courtesy of the Mets radio network.
Here's the payoff pitch. Swing and a drive in the air, pretty well hit right center. Paez back at the track near the wall. It is gone! A grand slam for Mark Vientos on a 3-2 pitch. He clears the bases, hitting it into the pavilion in right center field. Mark Vientos with the Mets' second grand slam of the postseason, his third postseason home run, has given the Mets a 6-0 lead.
And the great Howie Rose. Now, I told you that Lindor, he hit a grand slam. He's been hot. He helped the Mets get into the playoffs. He's just hitting home runs every time they are needed. And so he's the last dude that you want to see at the plate. Before Vientos hit that grand slam, they walked Francisco Lindor. They didn't want to see that man. They didn't want that man to hit another bomb. Mark Vientos, he spoke to Fox after the game, and he's just like, that was so disrespectful. I lit him up.
To be honest with you, I took it personal. I was like, okay, I mean, you want me up to the plate? I'm going to try to drive in a run. Honestly, I was trying to simplify the game. I wasn't trying to do too much, but I did take it personal that they walked Lindor for the bases loaded for me.
Oh, what? Come on. Yeah, it's sports. You got to be offended when somebody goes, hey, I want to face that guy because I don't think he's as good as the other guy. And then you make him pay for it. That's the best thing that you can do. So, after the New York Mets were annihilated yesterday, 9-0 against the Dodgers, the Mets answer back, 7-3 victory. Game 3 is taking place Wednesday in Queens, New York, home of the New York Mets, City Field. Hickey, you gonna go to that game? You said no. You done?
I am done for what I believe to be the NLCS. I'll be here with you instead, hanging out and sweating it out.
Come on, man. World Series. You're going to go World Series if they go, right?
I hope so. I mean, I may need a loan from you to go.
Oh,
so if
boy,
you don't mind, man. You know, low interest would be preferable. I mean, no interest actually would be great.
Just credentials. Credentials are free.
That's true.
We've been through that already, but you can't.
You have to act professional.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That could be a problem. And if the Mets win the World Series the day I'm there in the press box, am I supposed to sit there quiet? Because that will not be the case.
Everybody, you think people are going to pay attention to you?
No.
Right.
But there are plenty of media members that are
snitches.
Yes, and curmudgeons, and you know, believe in a system of the old school way, and could get offended / seek out people that maybe have a newer style of covering the game that may or may not include fandom.
Hickey, I go to the Atlanta Hawks games with my credential. Hickey, I have on an Atlanta Hawks hoodie or a shirt or a jacket. Is that bad? Is that bad? Am I bad? Am I the bad guy?
I don't want to be the bad guy here and be very disrespectful, but
okay. I'm happy for Hickey. It's funny. People walk around on the floor, people like from the other team, like some guy from the Golden State Warriors. He looks at me because I have a Hawks shirt on. He goes, hey, man, you know where I can get some tape? I'm like, no, like I'm not part of the Hawks training staff. Like, I don't have tape. I'm just the guy here with a Hawks shirt on. So I do not work for the Hawks, but I have a Hawks shirt on. So give me a break there. Hickey, is it that cold in New York? Aaron Judge has on long sleeves and a turtleneck.
It is like 50s, in the 50s. So,
oh, damn.
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
We went from 70s over the weekend to a stark fall. Yes, it's cold.
Oh, my God. Wow. Yeah, you can keep that. It was, I don't know what the temperature is today. I don't know. It was cool. It was a cool 75 degrees. I don't know.
There is something nice, though, I think, about cold weather and baseball. Like, it does feel like, it feels to me the stakes are bigger when you're playing in the cold, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because it's the championship, I guess, right?
I mean, with global warming, temperatures are getting warmer. You know, I mean, it's not like it's like cold really ever, but yeah, it feels like now it feels like the playoffs have really started. Cold weather's here. Playoff baseball's here.
Yeah, well, let's see if we get a, what's this thing called? A Subway Series. We'll see. I don't know. I don't care. Does New York care if they get a Subway Series? Do you think New York cares?
They would care. I mean, because obviously most people here are Mets or Yankees fans, so I think everyone would sign up to have their team in the World Series. I don't know that people are actively rooting for that. Like, I'm not, to be honest with you.
Because
I could not imagine living in a city where the other team wins.
At
my expense.
It happened already. It happened 24
expense.
Years ago.
Well, I was not alive for that. Well, I was. Okay. I say I was, but I don't remember it.
Right.
So thankfully I didn't have that pain.
Oh, it was fun. Roger Clemens is throwing baseball bats at Mike Piazza. It was fun, man. A lot of fun.
I mean, fun if you're a Yankee fan, sure. I mean, you won that series pretty handily. Yeah, if you're a Mets fan, I don't think you're looking back at that series saying, oh, boy, that was fun. Oof, let's do it again.
Yeah, no. Well, maybe a different result. It's like you flip a coin and there's a new team competing for a championship in baseball. So who knows? It's crazy to think it was 24 years just about that we had the last Subway Series. How come we don't get the Dodgers? What am I saying? Why don't we get, well, the White Sox are garbage, so. Anyway, I just know the rest of the world will be tuning out if the Yankees are taking on the Mets. Like, people are just going to roll their eyes. Like, there's no interest in the rest of the country. Who else cares? Nobody.
No one around the country cares about Grimace?
No. Is he going to be at the game on Wednesday?
I don't know. They didn't bring him out for either game against the Phillies on in the NLDS. I hope so. They think they're undefeated with him in attendance. So
New York Mets are trying to shake McDonald's down for money. That's what's going on.
I mean, what else, though, is Grimace doing outside of this? And if you're McDonald's, why not lean into it? Free marketing for you.
Free? Free?
You don't think?
You don't think the Mets are charging him?
No, definitely not.
No?
How can you charge him?
It's a whole... What did he do? He just threw out the first pitch, right?
He threw out the first pitch, which I'm assuming is free to do.
Yeah, I would think. Marketing opportunity, yeah.
Right.
But you don't think after the fact the New York Mets were just like, hey, you know, let's... what else can we do? Well, it's going to cost you this much. When Grimace is there, are they not... They gave him a seat, right?
They gave him a purple seat, yes, sir.
His purple seat went in right field, in the upper deck or something like that. You know, when Grimace shows up, they're not giving out discounts and coupons, and they're not putting banners up about Grimace. They're not doing any of this?
No. I mean, outside of just knowing him from, like, obviously previous McDonald's commercials, like, what is this now, 15, 20 years ago? There's no McDonald's reference. It's just like Grimace is his own thing.
Well, we know, but everybody has social... Everybody doesn't look at Grimace and think McDonald's?
I don't know. I mean, younger kids, I'm not sure. I don't know. But it's like also like this is... If you're the Mets, like this... So many people have bought in. I don't think with a straight face you could tell McDonald's, all right, give us Grimace. And oh, by the way, we're going to charge you to have Grimace show up. That seems like, if anything, the other way, it would be the other way around, right?
No, I don't know. It would be a very Mets thing, right? I don't know.
Well, they did make some of their own players before pay for tickets to games.
Look, if...
Previous ownership.
The New York Mets have Grimace, then we need a team that just says we're going to have Ronald McDonald. What team is this? It's got to be a dumb... The Browns, right? The Browns bring in Ronald McDonald.
That seems perfect.
Jaguars bring in Ronald McDonald. Although I think he's in... They might have to retire him, right? He's not outside. You don't see... Where do you see Ronald McDonald? Never.
I mean, I thought they retired Grimace, too.
Oh, no. But Ronald McDonald seems dated, no?
I thought they all seemed dated. Did you ever think about Grimace before 3 months ago?
I haven't thought about Grimace in almost 30 years.
Exactly right. So everything, I mean, it's just like now with movies. Right? There's everything, everyone's doing sequels or remakes. Why? Because there's no creativity anymore.
Okay.
That's so bring back Ronald McDonald. I'm sure McDonald's will gladly unretire him. Maybe bring back the Burger King King, right? See, I haven't seen him in a while.
Exactly. Those, all of the fast food people or mascots were draw. All of them are done. Like Wendy, they redid a face. They gave Wendy, little Wendy, they did a face over, right? You try to make Ronald McDonald look less creepy. And then you said the Burger King. Oh, he exists, right? The creepy guy with no face that doesn't move.
Yes, I've not seen him in a little bit.
Oh, maybe too creepy. I don't know.
Maybe.
Anyway, 855-212-4227. The Yankees and Guardians still nothing in the second. And speaking of a championship, we had mentioned this earlier in the show. Pretty bad, pretty awful. You know, we talked about the Detroit Lions. They are trying to win a championship. Now have a record of 4-1, knocked off the Cowboys 47-9, but had a huge loss with Aiden Hutchinson going down. And there was so much talk and so much word about how there's a possibility of him gone 4 to 6 months that he might come back to play in the Super Bowl. Like, why are we even pushing that button? It just seems so aggressive. The guy just broke his leg. He had to get carted off the field in an air cast. It's just like, oh, there's a possibility he might play in it. Let the guy heal his leg up first. It's kind of nutty. I wouldn't push it. And I said this early in the show, the Lions have enough offense. that they'll be kept afloat through all of this. Take a listen again. This is Dan Campbell giving an update on Aiden Hutchinson.
He's being taken care of. He'll stay back here. You know, obviously he's going to be down for a little while. And so that's tough, man. It's hard when you lose somebody like him. But we'll know a lot more after this and obviously wish him the best.
Yeah, and I think the Lions will be okay. Their defense from last year improved. They're now ranked eighth in the NFL when it comes to the amount of points that they give up, about 18 per game. And yet missing Aiden Hutchinson is going to be a big deal. But we heard this when they were in the playoffs last year, specifically from Jared Goff. He made it a point to let everybody know that the 49ers are not the only team that has a lot of offense. We got a lot of offense, and we got weapons as well. And in the modern NFL, if you can't score, you're cooked. That's what's going to keep the Lions alive. Let Aiden Hutchinson heal up and just go from there. Lions will be fine. I'd be worried more so about their gambling coach. Likes to go on fourth down. Hickey, Dan Campbell would go for it on like fourth and 40 if he could. He's a wild dude.
From his own 5-yard line. The first quarter.
Yeah, back up against the wall. He'd be like, yeah, why not? Why not? I believe in my guys. He plays the game like someone who never played the game. But what do I know? He's the coach. I'm the guy talking about the game. It's the JR Sportbrief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about the team that was on the losing end against the Lions. We're going to talk about these Dallas Cowboys. RJ Choppy from 105.3 The Fan is going to join us on the other side of the break. What's going on with these 3-3 Cowboys? Where's the rushing game? Where's the talent? Why is Mike McCarthy still here? When is he getting the boot? So much to get into. It's the JR Sportbrief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We got another week in the NFL that is wrapping up. The New York Jets and Buffalo Bills underway in New Jersey. Had a full slate of games yesterday. Had one embarrassing game. Oh my goodness. The Dallas Cowboys out in Arlington. 47-9 loss to the Detroit Lions. Cowboys team now has a record of 3-3. Jerry Jones is explaining things as he always does. Now it's time to have a chat with someone who has some frequent chats with Jerry Jones. He's a co-host in the morning time on 105.3 The Fan out in Dallas in the Metroplex. Joining us right now is RJ Choppy. RJ, how are you, man?
What's up, man? How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for taking the time. So this is a Dallas Cowboys team that's 3-3. How much of their current situation will you put in the bucket of a lot of injuries on defense, some on offense, versus, hey, they didn't do a lot in the offseason? How do you look at this season so far?
You know, it's tough to separate the two. You have to account for having injuries, right? Micah and Tank, De'Ron Bland, Diggs is coming off of an ACL, which the Cowboys, kind of an underrated story that hasn't been talked about. The Cowboys have not had much luck with guys returning from ACL injuries. And then Eric Kendricks is out this week. You add to the fact that they lost a lot of guys on defense. Where they lost the most guys this offseason was on the defensive side of the ball. And defense, you know, you can have all the stars you want, but defense has always been a weak link unit, right? The offensive line. Offenses will find the weakest link and they'll target it. And that's what's kind of happened. I don't know I can't really separate offseason from injuries because, like, the offseason didn't cause the injuries, but the injuries and the subsequent play is a byproduct of losing a lot of depth in the offseason.
RJ Choppy here with us on 105.3 The Fan out in Dallas. This is, this is kind of what I expected. I still think the Cowboys will make the postseason, barely, I guess, as a wild card. What do you look at as the most likeliest outcome? They have the 49ers up next. We know they're dealing with their own injury with McCaffrey. But as the season goes on, the Cowboys just look, they look mediocre.
Yeah, they do look mediocre. I thought going into the year, I mean, like this team, the way the offense is, and we know the NFL, just if your offense is good, then you're good, right? That's the way it is now. But, you know, I figure the Cowboys' offense is going to be good because they've got a good quarterback and they've got just about everybody back. All right, they'll probably win 11, 12 games. That is not going to happen. That just is not going to happen. I don't believe. I would be really, really stunned if it does. I mean, this whole thing has changed. And this entire season, your expectations have changed. What you think of this team has changed. And where they're going to go has changed. If they make the playoffs, it's almost a coin flip, right? It's almost a 50-50 now. You're 3-3. The entire NFC North is 4-2. So you got to, or 4-2 or better, I should say. You're going to have to, what, win the NFC East? I mean, that looks doable because there's nobody great in the division, but it also doesn't look like the Cowboys can beat anybody in the NFC right now.
We heard from Jerry Jones after that loss. And, you know, typical Jerry, you know, hey, we lost, we're bad, this and that. But what's gonna change? He said they're not gonna move Mike McCarthy. I don't see any reason for them to do that now. But what's the difference? I feel like I said this is similar to watching a sitcom. It, like, we know what's gonna happen because we've seen the same story over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nothing's gonna change. Like organizationally, nothing's gonna change. Jerry has this philosophy, and I assume when Jerry passes the torch to Steven by his own doing, or when Jerry's time is up, it's going to be the same. Steven's going to be the GM. The family philosophy is just that they make the decisions. It's just the way it is. It is the world's biggest mom and pop, and I've called it that for years. It is a mom and pop, but the biggest mom and pop there is, and there's not going to be a change. Like, if you ever hear the talking points, and if you notice and you listen to the radio in town, and you follow the fans on social media and DFW, nobody ever blames the players here. It's always the coach. Hmm. And it starts with the owner, who starts blaming the coach because he picked the players. So it's obviously never going to be the players that are the problem. It's the coach. I love Dak Prescott. I think Dak's a great quarterback. But you tell me the other quarterback that goes through 5 offensive coordinators / head coaches and still keeps his job. You know, not that they left on their own, like they retired, they were fired. And from Linehan to Kellen Moore to Jason Garrett to Mike McCarthy and there's one other, I'm just drawing a blank. How many do you want before you got to say, okay, guys, maybe it's not the coaches? But this team does that all the time. They've done that for 25 years. Never the players. They got to get rid of the coaches.
So, Arjun, let me ask you this. We're here in January. I don't know. It could be January 15th for all I know. Pick a day. Mm-hmm. And Mike McCarthy is now gone. He has to get the boot because you can't fire the quarterback who you just gave $60 million to. You can't fire the wide receiver. You can't fire the defensive end. You can't do any of that. You're not going to fire the owner. He's not firing himself. What do the Dallas Cowboys do next? They're just going to pick up Joe Blow off the street to run the team? Like, what are they doing?
Well, they're going to go and they're going to everybody keeps talking Bill Belichick. I don't see it happening. I don't see it happening because I don't see Jerry giving up any control. And really, do you really want the guy who's in New England now wouldn't, when he was asked, you know, why is the roster so bad? And he said, why don't you tell me, which is his way of saying, you know why. Like, do you really want that? And Jerry will not. And he has talked about this before and he said it on our show. He's not interested in training on the job. So what does that mean? Well, it means he's not going to get a college coach, and it also means he's not going to get what the chic in the NFL is, which is a hot shot offensive guy. He wouldn't go after Ben Johnson. He wouldn't go after Bobby Slowick because he's not going to train you on the job. So he's going to go and get himself a retread head coach, like a Mike Vrabel. Nothing wrong with Mike Vrabel. Nothing wrong at all. He's a good coach. But you're going to get something like that. You're not going to get the new wave of young head coaches.
Oh. RJ, this is... I know you don't replay the shows, but everybody's been saying this for years. Like, what has the fan base finally just said? Like, what can we expect the rest of the year? There has to be an uprising at some point, no?
I mean, you would think so, but there hasn't. I've been doing radio here since 2002. I've lived here since 1997 when I moved here, and I was at the end of high school. It's the same. I mean, you're never going to see any change here. The fans, Dallas is a glitz and glamour town. It's not blue collar. They're not going to try to run you out. They'll be there. They're going to show up on September of next year. Oh, whether Mike McCarthy is the head coach or Bill Belichick is the head coach or Mike Vrabel or Marvin Lewis or whoever, right? Doesn't matter who the head coach is. You know, they'll be here. They'll be here week one. And that's just Jerry's got them. He's got the stadium. And here's the other thing. And I don't think Jerry is – I don't think he truly believes this. But, you know, they're going to get 100,000 people every game. Whether Cowboy fans buy him or Lion fans buy him or Packer fans or whatever, they're going to have 100,000 people there. And I do believe the fans truly think that that's all Jerry cares about. And I don't believe it to be the case, but, you know, it's money does cure a lot of ills, and he has talked about that.
Well, when you have an organization, he's a great salesman. Organization is worth north of a 10 bill at this point in time. We haven't seen a championship since calendar year 96. What does this team have to do to get closer to a title? Do you think they are? Are we far out now that Dak is getting this money? Like, they're just running on a treadmill.
Oh, yeah, they're on a treadmill for sure. That's really all it is. It's you know, people talk about, you know, you can't get rid of the quarterback, then you're in quarterback purgatory. Well, what are you in now? What are these teams in? You know, if you don't have an elite quarterback, what are you in? You're hoping for two things. You're hoping for, you know, that quarterback to have a career year at the same time that your defense has its career year, right? Which, you know, we're so bitter in DFW because we just completely trash on Eli Manning, but Eli's got two rings. But, you know, like the defense was great, and Eli had a great run in each of those 2 years. So you're hoping for that, or you're hoping for a situation where, like what happened with, you know, Tony Romo, even where he got hurt and Dak Prescott comes in and then you're able to move on and you get a cheap quarterback for 4 years. Like, that's the situation you're in. Like, the Cowboys are on a hamster wheel of really good but bordering on mediocrity, and it's frustrating.
I'm sure. It's also frustrating to hear the owners say that they're in the same pack as the Kansas City Chiefs. I didn't get that one. Did I miss something?
Well, they're in the NFL. You know, they're in the NFL together.
Okay.
That's got to be it. It's got to be it. They're in the same pack.
Yeah, I was a little confused by that, but I'm glad I'm not alone there. Hey, RJ, thank you so much for the time. Where can people listen and keep up with you on the airwaves?
At RJ Choppy on Twitter, and of course on the Odyssey app, you can check out our show 105.3 The Fan, Dallas Fort Worth, 6 to 10. Myself with Sean Sharif.
Hey, RJ, always appreciate you joining in the time, man. Enjoy the rest of the soap opera.
Always do.
Thank you so much, RJ Choppy, 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. It is just, I get it. Not every market is the same. But there would be fan bases that would just be yelling and screaming. They'd be calling for Jerry Jones to leave. Not that, I don't think we've ever seen an owner forced out of a team just for being a jerk, but unless you're doing illegal things and lawsuits. Jerry Jones isn't doing anything but being an awful boss. That's it. Dallas Cowboys are so far away from a championship, it's ridiculous. Great marketing, great sales, awful inside the organization. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break when we come back. There's a team that went to London, and they got smacked around, and their team is quitting on them. At least the Cowboys, they got competition at the bottom of the barrel. I'm going to tell you who it is on the other side of the break. There is so much going on in the world of sports right now. American League Championship Series. We have Monday Night Football. There's a lot going on.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Thank you so much to RJ Choppy of 105.3 The Fan in Dallas for joining us to talk about them Cowboys. Hamster wheel. Yep, that's the organization just rolling around and running in place. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Buffalo Bills are leading the New York Jets right now 7-3. The New York Jets are in their own red zone, trying to score some points. Oh, man. Picky Aaron Rodgers, he can't run, right? He's done. He can't run.
He had a lane if he wanted to.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. Why didn't he run? He can't. Is he afraid he's going to pop his Achilles? What was that?
Well, his credit. He made a pretty nice throw to Garrett Wilson. I think that will result in a touchdown.
Yeah, they'll overturn it, yes.
So I would say in that scenario, right decision.
Oh, my goodness. But it was a little shocking. Two toes down. Yeah, it's a touchdown. It is so shocking. Not shocking. How many, 65% of quarterbacks would have ran a football on that?
But 95% of quarterbacks are not 40 years old coming off an Achilles tear.
Uh-huh. You're right. You are right.
I mean, you're a Jets fan. Do you want Aaron Rodgers in that situation running?
I want to.
Hold on here.
I wouldn't mind the aggression. Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
I saw the hole and I saw Rod. I'm like, dude, you can do it. It's you. And he's like, nah, I got to throw the ball. He threw it for a touchdown. So I guess he's smarter than I am. Like, if that was, that's not, okay, I can't compare him to Josh Allen. Josh Allen would have, he would have threw that shoulder down and went in. Okay, they were four defenders closing it.
I was about to say, on the behind the quarterback angle, there were two guys right at the goal line ready to de-cleat him.
Yeah. Okay, good job. That's why he's the quarterback. And maybe I just want to see Aaron Rodgers. Did he miss the extra point? Oh, it was good. Okay.
They said it was good. I don't know about that one.
Yeah, that was weird. The New York Jets now lead the Buffalo Bills 10-7. Good for them. I think the Jets will win this game at home. I said that. Meanwhile, the New York Yankees have just put another run up on the board. The bases were loaded. At two out. Yankees got a run in. The Yankees now lead the Guardians 2-0. The bases are loaded again. The Yankees have chased Cobb out of the game. It's in the third inning. 855-212-4227. And right before we went to break, as we talked to RJ Choppy, and it is so, so sad to think about the Dallas Cowboys and know that there's nothing. Like, there's nothing there. You can't look at this team and think championship. You can't look at their moves and think championship. They're just a mediocre-ass team. I don't know. Maybe it'll take another 3 years, 2 years before that play starts thinning out, because if the product gets worse, who's showing up? I guess at that point, maybe Jerry will do something, but it's crap. It's terrible. There's no other way to put that. And as we went through the entire gamut and slate of NFL games from yesterday, nothing better than waking up in the morning and watching a game in London. Nothing better than watching the Jacksonville Jaguars, who happens to be London's team. Well, as they lost to the Bears 35-16. What a crap game this was. Jacksonville Jaguars now fall to 1-5. You thought the Cowboys had it bad. You thought the Browns had it bad. I guess the Browns and the Jags have it basically in the same damn way. Here's the saving grace for the Jags. Next week in London again, Patriots are in town. Patriots are going over the Atlantic Ocean. Drake May, who threw three touchdowns in his first start. Good for him. He's going to take on these. Hickey, the Jags are going to lose again to the Patriots. Watch. They're going to lose.
If you're right, leave Doug Peterson in London and take one less man with you back.
Do they lose weight? Does the plane get home 5 minutes sooner? I don't know.
And you know, if you're the players, you probably want to. You need that 5 minutes back home, right? Yeah.
Oh, my God. The Jags are so bad. At least they didn't hire a quarterback who had, let's just say, sexual assault allegations levied against him. But this is bad. Andre Sisco, defensive back for the Jags. This is what you never want. This is what you never want to hear as a head coach. Andre Sisco said that they quit. Listen to this from Action Sports.
I don't know. I just feel like it was, how should I say this? A lot of quit. And I don't know. Just, you know, last line of defense. You know, in a situation like that, you could feel when we're playing as one and when we're not. And felt very early in the game, kind of once things kind of maybe at a halftime, that we weren't playing as one.
Oh, my God. Okay. Tell me you want to get the, he's not trying to get the coach. He's not even thinking about the coach. But tell me you want to get the coach fired without telling me you want to get the coach fired. If you're Doug Peterson, you're already on a hot seat. And I don't care what Shad Khan said. Last week before they played in London, Shad Khan is like, oh, yeah, no, I believe this. And no, I'm not firing every. He's giving him and Trent Baalke a vote, a confidence that he's not going to fire the GM. Of course not now. Not going to fire the coach. And why would you now? Doug Peterson, if they continue like this, he's going to be gone. And Shad Khan is just going to say, yeah, we gave him a chance, gave him an opportunity. We needed the results for what we're paying for. This is the best Jacksonville Jaguars team of all time. And we just, no, bro, you're 1-5. This team is awful. And now you got guys on the squad saying that we quit. Well, blame the coach. Doug Peterson made it clear. He didn't say anything different. He's just like, yeah, we're not playing up to standard. Listen to him.
You know, right now, those are things that are sort of plaguing us. Right. And it's the the mistakes and then being able to overcome the mistake. And, you know, those are the things that we have to obviously take a look at and correct.
Hickey, it sounds like he quit. Is he still coaching or what's he doing?
He may wish he was fired at this point. Wish he could quit.
I'm sure he does.
He sounds defeated.
Yeah, well, that team is going. Hey, speaking of quitting. Didn't you say he was back? I haven't seen him. Fireman Ed is back? I know he was back, but I didn't know he was, let's throw him on TV back.
He unfortunately is back. Back in full capacity.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why you say unfortunately?
He quit on the team.
Didn't he have a reason? Did they do something, right? What
he happened? Claims he was being harassed or a few fans got after him. Give me a break. No one's harassing Fireman Ed.
No.
No. If you were a fan, why would you harass another fan? Who's not bothering you?
Is he a you know what? Is he a pain in the behind, Fireman Ed?
I don't know. Never met him. I don't know. But I mean, he quit on his team when the going got rough, and now all of a sudden you get Aaron Rodgers, and all of a sudden, yeah, I'm back. I'll lead the JETS Jets champ before the game. Suspect.
What happened to the guy? He used to sit on a guy's shoulders. They had beef, right?
Apparently. I mean, I guess I can't blame him if you're sitting on, you know, having Fireman Ed, who's not exactly a diminutive man, sitting on your shoulders for 3 hours every day or every Sunday.
Oh, my God.
Maybe he wasn't getting compensated the way he wanted to be.
Oh.
Maybe he wanted to be Fireman Ed and get on his shoulders.
What happens when Fireman Ed is too old? He's getting there. Like, what happens when he's too old to be doing this?
Great question. Would there be like a ceremony? Would there be tryouts?
I don't know. Do the New York Jets, I haven't been to a game in a few years. Do they have like a siren, like a jet engine or something out there for people to whirl around?
I think they have a siren.
Right. All these teams at the beginning of the games, they have drums and sirens and everybody. You would figure the Jets, there should be something you twirl around that sounds like a jet engine. And it's just, we don't need Fireman Ed.
Like a noisemaker?
Yeah, a giant one for an engine. Yeah, jets. No.
I hate the idea. It's interesting.
I think
I kind of like one. It. Okay.
And they have enough public address stuff for people to spell out jets. So, like, what else do we need, right?
You know? You could just put it on a video board.
They do, J-E, but the people in the stadium chant it.
Right.
So what the hell do they need Fiminette for?
To get it started.
But he wasn't there. They still did it. They didn't need him.
Exactly right. I agree.
Bro, I've been to games. I didn't see him. And I still know, hey, that's a New York Jets first down. And the people just go, J-E-T. It's the PA announcer. It's not the fireman. Is he still a fireman? Is he retired?
I believe retired.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't look like he's carrying anybody. Anyway, that's about it. Yeah, not happening. New York Jets lead Buffalo right now. It is 10-7. Getting ready to finish up here in the first quarter. The Jets are trying to threaten and get their way into the end zone. Meanwhile, the New York Yankees have a 3-0 lead right now. Top of the fourth inning against the Guardians. The New York Mets, they already handled business earlier this afternoon. New York Mets tied up 1-1 against the Dodgers. Mets beating them 7-3. It's so much. Hickey, did I miss anything? Did I miss anything?
There's so much that went on. I don't believe so. Okay. I think so far through the first 3 hours, we hit on almost all of it.
Okay. Uh-huh. Funny stuff. Aaron Rodgers, anyway. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to get ready to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we'll update you on all the games we just talked about. Kind of put a bow on what has been a wild, wild weekend in the world of sports. I still tell you, man, we had the Hickey, you didn't see the WNBA game yesterday, did you?
No, I did not.
Me, I forgot they were on.
Oh.
Am I supposed to say, am I wrong for saying that? I forgot.
Big Liberty win, though.
Yes. Yeah, I found that out at like, 8 or 9 o'clock at night.
Either going to say like 8 or 9 o'clock at night tonight, like an hour ago.
No. I forgot they played. There was so much football on yesterday. Like, I'm going to switch over to the Liberty at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. No, thanks. Sorry. At least they did better than that crap they did at the end of last week. It's the JR Sport Re-Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break, put a bow on everything next hour. Of course, give you things that took place this day in sports history. So much to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.